Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. Have you ever run a significant distance, a 5K, a 10K? Maybe you've run a marathon, or certainly I imagine you know someone who's run a marathon. And I want to talk to you for the next couple of minutes about how trademark protection is more like a marathon and not a sprint. You see, protecting a trademark has many of those same characteristics of a long distance event that requires planning and training. It requires some of the same ingredients, both for trademark protection and for running a marathon. Now, by way of background, I'll let you know, I've run two marathons. Not quickly. I hesitate to actually use the word run. I've completed two marathons. One of them I did without walking. The other one, I was not so lucky. It was more of a rough day. They were the Boston Marathon in 2014 and the Marine Corps Marathon in 2016, I think. Maybe I'll be training for another one sometime soon. But in the meantime, let's talk about how trademark protection is like that marathon. What I mean is, you have to prepare in advance. For a trademark, this means choosing a unique and creative name and performing a proper clearance search. Of course, when training for a marathon, it means lots of exercise, lots of miles, lots of nutrition in order to get you to the starting line. For trademark protection, the proper fundamentals are very helpful. What I mean by this is, a creative name is much, much easier to protect, as you've heard me talk about in this podcast many times before, much easier to protect than a descriptive or a bland, boring name. When it comes to running long distances, the proper fundamentals are also helpful, and that is having proper form when you run. Now, you might say, well, if you can get by with whatever form you have, and that might be true. But when you think about the number of steps that go into a marathon and the number of strides, small adjustments to your form make a big difference. That's why the proper fundamentals are so important. When it comes to trademark protection, assistance is also valuable. Using an attorney reduces the risks of problems and improves the odds of getting a registration. When training for a marathon, assistance from a coach or training plans or books written by experts are also very important and improve your odds at success. And I can tell you, when I trained, I worked out at the gym with a coach and I read from lots of experts about different strategies for training and completing your first marathon. The finish line is far away. In trademarks, that means that a registration takes about 1 year to complete. That application process resulting in a registration, on average, takes about 1 year to complete and features a lot of obstacles. But once you get it, it lasts for many years. In fact, a registration can be renewed forever as long as the trademark is still in use. A marathon, of course, is a long, long way, 26.2 miles, as everybody knows. And it is a long journey. My first marathon took 5.5 hours to get over those hills in Boston and to the finish line, but it was worth every minute of it because it was such an enjoyable and lasting experience that I look back on all the time. And trademark protection is also a long journey, but it is well worth it because it pays dividends on and on and on for a long, long time for your brand and your business. If you're ready to begin that journey to protect your trademark and reach that important finish line, let's talk about working together with an experienced expert in the field of trademarks to protect your brand. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.